You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the share market. Domestic indices end their first trading week of CY23 in the red. On Friday, Nifty tumbled 132.70 points or 0.75% at 17,859.45, while Sensex settled at 59,900, down 450 points. The bulls did attempt a recovery in the last hour of trade, with Nifty rising almost 70 points from its intraday lows, while Sensex regained about 260 points. Meanwhile, two Reliance Group firms, Reliance Consumer Products Limited and Reliance Retail Ventures Limited, have announced an open offer to acquire a 26% additional stake in Lotus Chocolate. The firms will together acquire 33.38 lakh shares of Lotus Chocolate from the open market at a fixed price of Rs 115.50 per share, said a notice by DAM Capital, which is managing the offer. The offer will aggregate to a total consideration of Rs 38.56 crore over the full acceptance, said an open offer detailed public statement shared by the company with stock exchanges on Thursday. The open offer starts on February 21st and closes on March 6th, said the public notice. Moving on, RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das on Friday listed six policy priorities for the South Asian region in order to deal with challenges like inflation, external debt, among others, arising from the pandemic, inflation, and Russia-Ukraine war. Das, in his speech at IMF conference, said, quote, "Global trade and the economy look uninspiring. We have to formulate policies in these unpredictable times. I feel there are six policy priorities for South Asian region, which include taming inflation, containing external debt vulnerabilities, raising productivity to raise potential growth trajectories of South Asian economies, strengthening cooperation for energy security, cooperation for greener economy in the region, and promotion of tourism," unquote. Shaktikanta Das also said that the government and the central bank are in discussion with South Asian countries to have cross-border trade in rupee. On to the industry sector, Franklin Templeton bought shares of some Indian technology startups after concerns over valuations and higher interest rates shaved more than $20 billion in market value from five high-profile recent market debutants. "We are looking at new tech companies as their valuations have been reset," Anand Radhakrishnan, Chief Investment Officer for Equities at Franklin Templeton's India unit, said in an interview. Initial public offerings of Indian internet firms boomed in 2021 thanks to pandemic-triggered easy money policy and government efforts to foster startups. The stocks were hit last year by caution over fundamentals and governance, magnified by the impact of the global tech sell-off amid Federal Reserve policy tightening. Radhakrishnan noted that some new tech firms have begun to show signs that they can generate profits, supported by first-mover advantages and big market shares. Over to the banking section. Bank account holders are no longer required to visit their bank branches to update Know Your Customer details, provided they have already submitted valid documents and not changed their address, the RBI has said. Instead, if there is no change in KYC information, they can submit a self-declaration through email ID, registered mobile number, ATMs, or any other digital channels. Following up on Reserve Bank Governor Shaktikanta Das stating that banks should not insist on branch visits for KYC updation, the central bank on Thursday issued guidelines for the same. If there is only a change in address, customers can furnish a revised, updated address through any of these channels, after which the bank would undertake verification of the declared address within 2 months. The RBI said banks have been mandated to keep their records up to date and relevant by undertaking periodic reviews and updates to comply with the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002. Lastly, in the technology sector, Twitter has been hacked. Data of over 200 million Twitter users was stolen and posted online on a hacker forum. The stolen data includes email addresses of the users used to set up the account. While Twitter has not responded to the reports yet, Alan Gall, co-founder of Israeli cybersecurity monitoring firm Hudson Rock, believes that this breach will lead to several other cybercrimes like hacking, doxing, and targeted phishing. He called it one of the most significant leaks that he's ever seen. Gall, on his LinkedIn profile, wrote that hackers will use these new leaked data to target crypto Twitter accounts, hack into high-profile accounts, political accounts, or OG accounts with good usernames. He adds that these data can also be used by agencies around the world, harming the privacy of users. Twitter has not responded to Gall's first Twitter hack, finding which he posted on LinkedIn on December 24th. Screenshots of the hacker forum where the data was posted have surfaced online. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.